begin, we want to know how did you become an artist? At what moment did you decide to be an artist?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will explain very probably long, because at the beginning I came here to Germany not for arts, I came for architecture.
Okay.
Because I had an education like an architect in Peru, and I came because of that, for a master program. And I was interested in this program that is also in this school, because the school also has the master of architecture, because I wanted to, you know, when you want, you have an education in your country, but then you feel like there is something else that your country, whatever, even if it's amazing, you won't learn
okay.
about that. So I took the decision to come for the master, that is a master of arts, and after finishing, you know, it's something, I understand, like, to study something not like, I'm an architect or I'm a lawyer. I understand more like I'm a person that needs this tool for expressing something that needs in the moment. So for me, Carmen, I needed to study architecture and now art to really can express something that I have very inside. You know, could be medicine, could be other thing. But I felt after finishing this, then, okay, I'm doing all the time these designs and these things, but never I had like time to focus in what is the problem and the process.
Okay.
Because when you I will explain like this, because when you study architecture, you have like brief, and the brief is really, really fast, and you need to present something, and it's amazing also, but I needed my time to really think about this, and also I don't know if it's because I was feeling like also something, some gap, you know, in the part of land, because all the time I'm doing something for one person, but somehow I was not doing something like for people or for something more, you know, like a long
meaningful.
Meaningful, but more long message or something.
Okay.
More like saying something through other media also. I needed that in one moment.
More expression.
Other media, probably to explore other media, to express other part of myself. So then I took the decision to shift to art. In my case, it was not to convert in art, but shift to art very recently. It was like one semester ago, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
And which major of art did you choose and why?
In this moment, I'm working with installation, and I'm working like doing, I won't say sculpture, I'm planning to do like a big format installation in this moment, because all the time that I met Felicia, she's asking me, hey, and when are you having your first project? I'm saying still I don't have, because you know, you make a lot of tests before you do one that you really feel that is the one. And now I'm going to do one that is going to be in the Bogenheim Depot, that is for a show that is going to be in August. And yeah, it's a big bird that I want to do that is composed of pixels and things like that in this moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to express by your art?
I have two sides. One side is the, I would say that is very psychological, connected to psychology and memory. That is the one that intrigued me a lot because of personal things that I want to go more deep inside about memory and creativity, and also how sometimes society destroys your creativity, because I felt a lot in my past education that I was sometimes constrained a lot, and because of this constraining, somehow my creativity was, you know, like
killed,
and it's very, very important, I think. And the other side probably is more connected to sociology, I would say, because all the time I have this thing that a lot of things, because of being probably South American, that I feel like, okay, there are a lot of things that I want to say, there are a lot of things that I feel stopped, there are a lot of things that I, you know, I'm here, sometimes when you're outside, things are completely different. And sometimes you have things, starting with the thing of the visa, till the language, till the habits and things are completely different. So also I would like to work with that.
And so for your first project, so what's your idea of how you're going to express this?
Can you explain like more about mm-hmm. your first project? What yes. it exactly was going to express? What's the symbol?
Just the first idea you got?
Yes, because in this moment, for example, this big bird that I thought is something to be with some noia that people has, like, you know, when you come to a big place, when you come to this big hangar, what you are afraid, some people are really a bit scary of the bird, you know, and the bird all the time is manipulated for good or for bad. Good because if you see it white, you think that it's the peace. But if then you see the bird, this dope, I think is the name, no? The dope that is eating all the trash in the street, yeah. You think, oh, come on, this is so disgusting, and then so it's the same animal, but it's an animal that, because of survival, learn to construct also the body in different ways. So it's very light or thin, probably the difference, no? So then, instead of doing one side or the other side, now I want to do it like in like a drawing, but then but made of pixels. So then there is no identification between if it's white or is, you know, because sometimes I was reading also some weeks ago about someone that was talking very like, oh, I really hate these birds, you know, it's really, you know, messing my place, and also has a lot of things, you know, and it's very awful, you know, this because our birds that they change really the whole structure of the, you know, this, you know, the name, you know, that they became like a very disgusting sometimes, but yeah, that is.
Maybe why did you choose this unusual way, like pixels?
Because through pixel you cannot identify. You just guide your eyes are guided through some where the pixel is together or is not together. There is some matter of interpretation. You can say that it's a bird because it has the shape, but maybe you imagine that it's some other thing. Yesterday I showed to my boyfriend and he thought that was Jesus after me.
Okay.
So it's a matter of interpretation. I'm really interested in how the shape also can be sometimes, how your imagination can trick you sometimes. You know, for example, works of Cristo himself, that he hide everything and you can imagine that it's one thing but maybe it's other thing. Imagine and memory and these things are very important.
So you want to give people like a wider field of imagination so they can...
If I can, I think that would be important.
And did you think about other majors of art, like maybe writing, singing, creating music, or...
Yes, of course, yes. Writing, of course, I'm interested in doing. You know, it's like you start one thing and then you want to do a lot of things. You can, I would say, singing, no, of course, because I know I'm bad, I can't. But writing, of course, I would be interested. I think it's important for everybody, I would say, to write, because when you write, you really clarify what is happening inside your mind. So even if I won't be doing art or other things, or politics, I would write, it's very important. So yes, it's something. I would say I need to train writing, that's another thing.
Yeah,
and are you attracted by, I don't know, writing poetry or just essays or just...
Poetry I won't say, because somehow I feel that poetry is very optimistic. And somehow,
optimistic?
Optimistic, yes, because it's, I don't know, when I optimistic in a way, because even if you are suffering or even if you are happy about your feelings, you have like an aim, a wish that this thing change. I have that feeling, you know, that there is like a lot of hope somehow in poetry.
Even really sad poems?
Yeah, because if you are naming it, it's because you want things to change, right?
Okay. Isn't it the same with all kind of arts?
Probably yes. I would say that art is very optimistic somehow. I think I would say that, and that's why probably I like. The other day I had a discussion that was like, oh, but with art we cannot change things, we cannot solve problems. And I would say, yes, of course you can. It's not that you are going to be the one saying, okay, stop this, stop that. But I think it's the power of one person, no, to say, oh, I put this problem on the table, and then probably it's not me, but it's going to be two or three other individuals to do it, and to support something. I said that.
And if your art could change a little thing, what would if your art could change something for someone, what would you want to? What do you want for a change? Which change would you wish for?
Wow, so many things. I would say like equality would be, equality. Like to, you know, in my ideal.
For people to be equal.
Yes, women, men, no?
Oh yeah, equal.
Black, white.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, but it's woof, you know? But yeah, that would be probably some big, big wish. But I think many people have this wish, so I think maybe one day it will be possible.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe, do you think about like bringing a bit of your culture?
Pardon?
Do you think about bringing a bit of your culture to your art?
I think it will be there. It's not that I'm going to start to draw like the chuyos or Machu Picchu, but I think things that are that are coming from your family, from your childhood, will appear even if you pretend that it's not there. Appears, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have an idea of which part of German culture should be in your arts?
What part of German culture?
Yeah.
Do you want also to express from German culture as you live here?
From your experience of Germany.
What I learned from Germany is to be more... I think Germany has a good education. Actually, when I took the decision to come here, I didn't know that much about the city, to be honest. But I knew, I was already informed about the system of education. That's why I decided and said, okay, I got my scholarship and I go there. I think it would be a good thing. But when I was here, I confirmed that. Education, I would say, the way of being organized and something that here I learned, I learned to keep in mind is to be specific. To be specific, that is something that all the time is destroying my head because I cannot be specific. I want, you know, this. But I think something key is to become specific, because then you can really take the
focus on it.
You can focus on something for whatever thing. I think is very important. Very important.
Yeah.
I want to ask what you want to change, but...